Well, yesterday, the Alabama Cattlemen's Association held their quarterly board meeting in Montgomery. Dr. Billy Powell saw his last board meeting with the association, and Dr. Powell, basically, it was a lot of folks here for that event, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. I think this is 135 or 36 in a row for me, and I think that's time to leave. So we had a good crowd, a good meeting. You know, we've got a lot of things going on. We went over to the State House to check on the legislature. We've got 5 days to go, which is a magic number, because if a bill hadn't got out of committee, it's dead. So they still have got, as they have had, Randall, more years than I'd like to say, all of the big stuff left to do. So it's going to be an interesting 2 weeks.
What kind of a session overall has it been for agriculture this year?
Well, the good thing for agriculture, and especially the cattlemen, is we didn't have anything in the mix. You know, prisons. It went all the way from major issues like raising the gas tax to do the roads. We're concerned about that because we want to be sure if they raise the gas tax, it goes to rural roads and bridges, not just cities. And then you have emotional issues like this autism insurance bill. So all of that, and redistricting is always a tough thing, but when the federal judge says you've got to pass that before the session is over, and the Constitution, thank goodness, says you've got to pass the education general fund budget, they still got to do that. So we fared well. It's been some irrigation credits that have passed, and you know, some of the things in the budget we feel good about.
Good deal. So again, Alabama Cattlemen's Association quarterly board meeting had a chance to talk with their lawmakers while in Montgomery, all a part of the annual event. Again, our thanks to Dr. Billy Powell, seeing his last board meeting with the Alabama Cattlemen's Association. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.